If we're going to excel at anything in life, it takes commitment and it takes passion. You know, as we come to the beginning of a new school year, a lot of our young people who are training for football, they're doing two-a-days and all sorts of crazy training to get ready for the football season. If we want to succeed in academics, it takes long hours of study. It takes a lot of work and commitment. If people want to succeed in music or if they want to learn a foreign language, you know, it takes a lot of commitment to do that. You know, people have to have their heart in what they're doing in order to excel. And they have to make it a priority, and they have to make sacrifices of other things in order to succeed. You know, if you're going to succeed in anything, you're going to have to make other sacrifices so that you can do well in that one thing. As we look at our gospel today, Jesus says that his heart yearns for the world to be set on fire. And what he's talking about is he wants disciples first that are committed and who are passionate about their faith in Jesus Christ. And then he wants to set the world on fire, not a literal fire, you know, but a fire, you know, that foreshadows the tongues of fire that are going to come upon the apostles at Pentecost. You know, the apostles, after they received the Holy Spirit, were set on fire and they went out boldly proclaiming Jesus Christ to the world. That's what Jesus Christ wants from us. I think one of the biggest problems in the church today is mediocrity. There's a lot of people that just don't care that much. They're not passionate. And so they just kind of go through the motions. And they don't make the sacrifices that are necessary, you know, to place the faith first. You know, if the faith is going to be first in our life, we're going to have to make sacrifices of other things. Sacrifice for time of prayer. Sacrifice to make sure we're at Mass each Sunday and on holy days of obligation and other opportunities we have to go to daily Mass. But so often people end up sacrificing their faith and putting other things first. You know, other priorities creep up. And so what ends up happening is that their souls are not on fire like Christ wants them to be, but rather their souls are in darkness and bitter cold apart from God's love. You know, lukewarm souls don't flourish. You know, because we're created to flourish in a relationship of love with our Lord. And if we're lukewarm, then our souls are not going to flourish and the church is not going to thrive. You know, the church's mission to bring other people to Jesus Christ. No one's going to be attracted to a church if people are just lukewarm there. You know, the grace isn't going to flow and people aren't going to be brought to conversion. And ultimately, souls are not going to attain salvation because salvation is not for the lukewarm. There are no lukewarm souls in heaven. You know, heaven is for people who are passionate and respond to God's love. You know, the reality is that we don't have to be mass murderers to lose our salvation. You know, being lukewarm is enough for us to lose our salvation. And one of the things that I think the kingdom of darkness has done very effectively in terms of tempting people and interfering with their path to salvation is to obscure their vision and to cloud people's vision so that they think that the faith isn't that important or that it's okay to be lukewarm. You know, I think many people have just bought into that it's okay, and it's okay to just go through the motions. Well, it's not okay to be that way. You know, we're created to be on fire. You know, God is a consuming fire, and if we're in a proper relationship with our Lord, we're going to be consumed by that fire. And so what happens when people, buy into this idea that it's okay to be mediocre, it's okay to be lukewarm, then the church weakens. And the souls of so many people around us are being lost and falling into perdition, you know, while people's judgment and their minds are so clouded, you know, by the, I think in large part, it's by a temptation of the forces of darkness. But if we look to Jesus Christ, you know, one thing we can see very clearly is that Jesus Christ is not lukewarm. He says in the gospel, I have a baptism with which to be baptized and how I am constrained until it happens. The baptism that he's talking about is his passion on the cross. You know, his sacred heart was so inflamed with a desire for our salvation that he was scourged for our sake. And then he dragged a massive wooden beam through the streets of Jerusalem all the way up to Calvary to be nailed to it and to give his life. So that we could be redeemed. St. Anne Catherine Emmerich had a series of mystical visions. Some of those were about the Passion. And what she saw in one of these visions was when Christ was first given the cross to carry to Calvary, that he slowly and reverently kissed the cross 3 times because he was so thankful to his heavenly Father for the redemption that would be accomplished. You know, love is not lukewarm. Jesus Christ was not lukewarm. Jesus Christ gave everything in order to reveal his love for us, and we're called to reciprocate that love. And to do so, that means we have to be on fire with God's love. That means allowing the Holy Spirit to transform our lives so that God can accomplish great things through us. On our part, it requires commitment, it requires passion, but on the Lord's part, he gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if we look at the saints, if we look at some of the great saints in our tradition, what the Lord can accomplish through a single soul is just incredible. You know, St. Francis Xavier went on missionary journeys through India and eventually into China. He baptized over 100,000 people in his missionary journeys. Think of how many people attain salvation through this one individual. You know, St. Peter Claver spent 38 years in ministry in the slave markets down in South America. You know, as these slave ships were bringing all these slaves across the Atlantic, he would very often be the first person on those ships to give medical aid, to give food to these slaves who had been, you know, very poorly treated on their trip. And it's estimated that through his work, he baptized 300,000 slaves and brought them to Christianity in 38 years. If we look at a saint like St. Elizabeth of Hungary, you know, she founded a hospital that served over 1,000 poor people within her nation each day. You know, the Lord can accomplish incredible works through a single individual. Imagine how much the Lord could do for our families if just one of us is passionate and on fire with the Holy Spirit. What the Lord could do in this parish if each one of us were passionate and responding and set on fire by the Holy Spirit. You know, mediocrity and lukewarmness are not options for Christians. To be lukewarm is to cease to love God, because love is not lukewarm. And so as we reflect upon this gospel, I think it's appropriate for each one of us to do an examination, to look at ourselves and ask ourselves the question, are we on fire with the Holy Spirit? And are we passionately committed to serving Jesus Christ and his church? And is that by far, unquestionably, the greatest priority in our lives? If so, great. Stir into the flames the Holy Spirit that we've received. But if we have found ourselves becoming lukewarm, now is the time to change. Right now, at this Mass, to enter more deeply and more fully and to lay down our lives in worship and to begin right now by worshiping Jesus Christ with all of our hearts in the power of the Holy Spirit. And if we have found ourselves being lukewarm, to go to confession and confess it. Because it is a sin to be lukewarm, because it's a rejection of love. And so we need to confess that and receive forgiveness. And if we found ourselves being lukewarm, to begin and renew an authentic life of prayer, a meaningful commitment of our time to prayer and especially to Eucharistic adoration, because it's from Jesus Christ that we receive the fire that he speaks of. And so to come before the Lord in the Eucharist is a very powerful way and certainly will set our hearts on fire. And so I encourage each one of us to stir into flames the grace we've received at our baptism. Do not be afraid to sacrifice other things. It's okay to let other things go that are not necessary. Because if we are passionate about only one thing in this life, and if we succeed at only one thing in our entire life, let it be in loving God and living our lives and leaving this world with the flame of faith alive in our hearts.